WBEZ's new Prison Cast podcast takes your ears inside a world that's designed to be invisible. Hear stories and voices from inside Illinois prisons and jails on Prison Cast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Democratic billionaire and private equity CEO Michael Sacks is sounding off on Mayor Brandon Johnson after the mayor criticized Sacks' opposition to his progressive budget proposal. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports that the spat started after Johnson named Sacks directly when talking to WBEZ about potential opposition to a new push for a payroll tax on large businesses.
There's no secret that Michael Sacks has actively worked against challenging the ultra-rich and corporations to pay their fair share in taxes.
In a written statement, Sacks said in part, quote, "Lying about me isn't going to help the mayor's approval rating." Sacks says he never opposed Johnson's corporate head tax last fall, but he helped fund commercials criticizing how Johnson planned to spend revenue from it. He declined an interview and wouldn't say if he backs Johnson's developing idea for a payroll tax. Chicago advocates sounded the alarm Thursday after receiving reports that ICE agents were making arrests at Cook County courthouses. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGeegod reports that advocates say immigration arrests in or near Illinois courts violate a state law banning civil arrests at these facilities. Katie Palich is with the Public Defender's Office at the Cook County Domestic Violence Courthouse on West Harrison Street.
Federal authorities claim they are targeting the worst of the worst, but in reality, what we are seeing are federal agents arresting people facing low-level allegations who are following the law by showing up to court to see their cases through.
The Department of Homeland Security confirmed it had arrested one person who the agency says overstayed a tourist visa. The individual was also convicted of battery. In sports, the Chicago Cubs' winning streak has now reached 9 games, and they're now tied for the best record in MLB. The team is hoping to keep the streak up, but Cubs manager Craig Counsell recognizes it's a long season. He says he's glad the team is making the most of the moment. The Cubs' next series will be in Texas against the Rangers. The first game is tonight at 7:05. Cubs pitcher Ben Brown will be making his first start of the year in place of the injured Matthew Boyd. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Pope Leo XIV's appointment to the papacy. The Dalton, Illinois native is the first person from the U.S. to hold the position. Sun-Times reporter Mohammed Samra asked current and former Dalton residents to reflect on the past year and what it's meant to have the Pope put them on the map.
Very proud. I think he's going to do a lot of good for our world, which we need right now.
It's definitely been a blessing. Like, I can see how the joy in everybody's eyes, they really were happy about this.
There was a very heightened moment for at least 2 or 3 months of incessant just elation.
For me, it's been a whirlwind. Like, every single person I see, I say, you know, I'm from Dalton, we're the Pope's, you know, it's like bragging rights.
That was Sally Rock, Donna Sagna Davis, Scott Kosminski, and Dan Dorman. You're listening to The Rundown. The popular annual Kilbourne Park plant sale on Chicago's Northwest Side is celebrating its 30th anniversary this weekend with over 15,000 plants for sale. But this year, along with the regular stock of tomatoes, herbs, and annuals, there are also many native plant species on offer. Reflecting a growing trend across the country in favor of more climate change resilient gardens, WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has the story.
Renee Costanzo shuffles past volunteers inside the Kilbourne Park greenhouse, getting saplings ready for the park's big sale this weekend.
These are the tomatoes. So we've got some yellow pears, we have snow whites, boxcar willie, hillbilly is one of my favorite tomatoes.
What's it look like? Does it taste good?
It's an heirloom tomato that has a potato leaf. So those are going to be a beautiful beefsteak that's mostly yellow and it has these pink patches.
Costanzo is the program coordinator at the greenhouse. Heirloom tomatoes used to be a big draw here, but that's changing. Nearly 1 in 5 plants for the sale this weekend are native plant species. These are plants that have adapted to local climate and wildlife over thousands of years. They also have extensive root systems, which means they need less water, less maintenance, so they're incredibly climate change resilient.
They're perennials. They're going to come back year after year. They're acclimated to our soil and to our environment overall. And so there's more bang for your buck when you put these plants into the ground.
Native plants range in size, some growing as tall as 10 feet. Most aren't so big, but all of them are a food source for pollinators. Milkweed, for example, is the only food source for the monarch caterpillar. The fundraiser, which requires a team of volunteers to get it ready, is months in the making.
So our natives, we start in November. Those are outside too. And then these annuals, generally we start at the end of February. So we've been coddling and loving these babies for months now.
Kilbourne Park's annual plant sale will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. But at $4 a piece, lines can start forming around 7:30. Bring your coffee and get there early. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
We're headed down to a low of 51 degrees with partly cloudy skies. For Saturday, it's looking pretty good. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 73. A chance for showers in the afternoon with a nightly low around 48. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.